That'd be the Holy Spirit. Amen? Or is there another thing, yard pest living on the inside that's destroying, and that'd be Satan. Amen? You're letting him in every area, and the next thing you know, you're barren in a lot of spots and areas. You can amen me at time. I'm preaching about grass, but everybody in here's got grass. Amen? Spiritual grass. That's where I'm getting to. The number of weeds present. Amen. Right? Number of things that are sucking the life out of you. Amen? Taking all the good and leaving you with nothing. How many weeds do you have in your life? Some of you need to do inventory and take the titles off some people you call friends and put them as enemies. And some people you're calling enemies, you need to put them as your friends. I've been preaching that in recovery for 15 years. Some people say, I can't stand my mama, can't stand my daddy, can't stand the preacher, can't stand anybody because they tell me I got to do this, this, and this to get my life straightened out. I hate them. Well, them are the people that will love you enough to stand in your face and tell you that you need to change because they love you. Instead of somebody sitting there going, hey, it'll be all right. Keep doing what you're doing as you see your whole life falling apart. Amen? Some of y'all need to do some inventory and do some weeding. Amen? You need to pull some weeds up out of your life. They ain't even got to the message yet. Could we just leave here saying it was good to get our grass took care of? Then we got to worry about a slope. Can you get any roots down? Amen? Some of y'all need to grow down before you grow up. Amen. Some of y'all need to get rooted and grounded in Jesus. Because you know what happens? You get blown away by everything else every single time. You need to get some roots down. You need to level out your life. Amen. Level out your life. Man, I'm a grass expert. I wish I could just get grass to grow up my property now. Exposure. Are you having any exposure to light or are you just staying in the darkness? I noticed this, if you don't get any light on you, guess what? And that's what the devil wants you to do in your spiritual life. He wants you to remain in the darkness, and if he can get you there, then praise God, there's no hope of growth because you never see God and you never see it the way it should be seen. I can almost tell you all the places in my life when I was in sin, it was a dark place, and praise God, I hated when somebody turned the lights on. Because when people turn the lights on, they go, what is that? And what is that? Just please turn the lights off and shut the door and go back out. I want to remain here. Amen? How much light do you got going on? But here's where the message is for you today. The proper mowing and proper watering. These two are important. And this is where God had me today. And I want you to understand that I don't know how I'm going to title this. I might leave it up to Kyle back there. But I've got about four different titles. One of them is God will mow your grass. It almost sounds edgy, don't it? When I say it, God's going to mow your grass. Sorry. He will. Amen? He will. Let me give you a couple of verses to show you how God works. Job 5:17. There's a big difference between John and Job. Amen? Job 5:17 says this, "Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore, despise not the chastening of the Almighty." That's fun to read, hard to live. Amen? Fun, easy to read, hard to live. Don't despise when God's beating you. Anybody ever got a good whooping in here from your father? Amen? I'll be honest with you. My dad took, I think he's an expert in giving whoopings when I was growing up. Oh, yeah. All right. But you know what? As I got older, he whooped me where I wouldn't end up in some bad places. Amen? Have you ever got a whooping in public? I got a couple whoopings in public. I thought I'd be smarter, something to my dad or my mom, you know, say something off the, like everybody else did, and I'd say it. Next thing you know, my dad's got me by the back of my jeans in front of my buddies and whooping me in a circle. You ever been whooped in a circle before? I figured but he had long hands, arms, so he kept hitting me. I thought I was getting away, but I was just running into the whooping. And all my friends is laughing. Your daddy tanned your high. Boy, he wore you out. Oh, man, I can't believe, man, he beat you in front of everybody. And, you know, you're trying to do that thing where you ain't got no tears. You know what I mean? Golly, y'all ain't never been whooped right if you don't know what I'm talking about. But it was funny. Like, I'd never seen any of them get whooped. Ever. But you know what? I found out society's whooping them today. Society's whooping them. The police are whooping them. The courthouse is whooping them. Amen? Life's whooping them. I'd rather take a whooping from my Father or my Heavenly Father instead of getting a whooping by life. Because praise God, I could say I learned a lesson early and I didn't have to repeat it. I love this in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7. I'm taking my time. I didn't mark all these. I almost marked them all because every time I get in the pulpit, I've learned something through this coronavirus. We got plenty of time. Amen? I was thinking, man, if I spend too much time, I'm going to lose them. Well, if I lose you, praise God, go back and watch the video. Amen? Watch this. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with a son. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, wherefore all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. That means you're illegitimate. You don't even have a daddy. It says right there, you can tell if you've got God as your father if he whoops you. You know what? I got to thinking about that. I'm like, you know what? That's the only thing that really would identify a father over any man in your life. When he sees you doing something wrong, he corrects you. Amen? And chastisement ain't always a beating. Sometimes it's just a good look. Come on, you mamas. You ever had your mama give you a look in church? All right? Your daddy give you a look? Some of y'all got pinched. Amen? Any pinchers in here? Anybody got pinched in church? What I'm talking about is in God. God's saying, if you know what, you can recognize me. Listen, if you go astray, if you ain't got a Heavenly Father, you'll run till the wheels fall off. But God will let you know real quick. You know what God does to me in my life to let me know that He's my Father and the first level of chastisement that He gives me? Here's what God, listen, I don't know how big your relationship is with God, but here's where mine starts. Here's where God does to me. He gives me the silent treatment. Amen? I'm being honest with you. I love this book, and I love hearing God speak. And I get in His book, and I'm sitting there going, I'm reading God, but I ain't getting nothing. Or then I come to the house of God, and everybody around me is in the Spirit. Hallelujah, that's good. Tears weeping, people in the altar, and I'm sitting there cold as yesterday's biscuit. God, where are you at? Well, I'd love to be with you, but you're doing stuff wrong, so I can't speak into something that's not right. Some of y'all are wondering what the big deal is about God, but you're so far away from God that you can't hear His voice. You can't hear Him because you got Him tuned out. And I hate to say this old cliche, we can put this on our bumper stickers, God won't bless a mess. He don't have to. Amen? He don't have to. Let's go to this Psalm 72:6. It's up on the board if you don't want to run over our women. Psalm 72:6. This is talking about a good king and what a good king will do if he's reigning in your life. If you've got God reigning in your life, it says this. It says, He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass and shower the waters with the earth. Amen? And He will. God will. But He will mow your grass first. Amen? I was thinking in the Scriptures of a person that God mowed him down. And I thought about Samson. Samson, if God can do it to one of the strongest men, if God can do it to one of His chosen people, He can do it to you. If some of you men in here, just smile every once in a while. Because when I say the name Samson, I think I'm going to have the best time I've had in church. Because he's like a superhero in the Word of God. God gave this man supernatural strength. And we can all pretend like guys that we wouldn't want to do that. But I would. Amen. I ain't going to lie to you. If God would let me, if he had let me pick up, let me just give you. If God would let me, his first time that he tested his strength, he was on his way to a big celebration. And all of a sudden a lion jumped out. Instead of running or being scared, the Holy Spirit come upon him and he took the lion and rent it like you rent a small goat. I have never rent a small goat. But that's how easy it was. I almost want to go get a small goat. Some of y'all don't turn me in. I wanted to know, but that was the comparison. Amen? But he picks up this lion and he tears it limb to limb. That's the first time that he got to realize, hey, God's given me something. And I don't care every guy in here. Wouldn't it be cool to put the whoop on a line? Amen? Y'all are so cool in church. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'd walk to that party and be like, And then he gets to the party and he has a riddle. Guess what the riddle was about? The lion that he killed. All right. Y'all are so cool in church. I'm sorry. But Samson has got some problems. Samson fell in love with the thing that he was made to destroy. Amen? And we fell in love with the thing that we're supposed to hate. We fell in love with some things that God said, hey, you're not supposed to do that. And we fall in love with it instead of being against it. Amen? For a time period in Samson's life, he had no consequences. How many of you ever went through life and you thought it'll never happen to me type things? It seems like God's in your life, but all you can just do whatever. And it seemed like, wait a minute, everybody else gets it, but it ain't going to happen to me. I'm too smart. I'm too fast. I'm too good. Man, I've said every one of those. I hope y'all don't mind, but I've said every one of those things. Somebody said, well, you know, people get DUI. I ain't get one now. I'm too smart. No, you get a super tick. If you do that, you get a tick. Nah, I'm too smart. Police show up, they get you. I ain't too smart. Right? Overdose, too smart. You end up in jail, too smart, too fast, too smart. Not me, right? It just matters of time. And he went on for a while. He had a good run. But guess what? Eventually, it caught up to him, the consequences. Even though how strong he was, I told you about the lion. Do you know one time in Samson's life, he caught 300 foxes and tied them tail to tail? No, when you read that, it's like, oh, wow, that's cool. Has anybody in here in your whole life seen 300 foxes? Amen? Did he just run up on a burra? Amen? And did they all just kind of... But not only was he a strong man, he's quick of foot. And he... Come on, y'all just stay with me. I mean, if y'all don't have fun and stuff like this, there's something wrong with you. This guy in the Bible was super strong, but not only that, he runs around catching foxes by the tail and tying them, setting them on fire, and running them through the enemy's orchard. That's pretty cool. God just using him, despite of some of his mess. Then I wrote down, one time, he got in a fight with 1,000 men. And, I mean, y'all, 1,000 Philistine men were coming to kill him. And he was like, God, what are we going to do? And he looked around and looked down. And guess what he saw? Y'all know the story. Y'all have read it 100 times, but you won't never help me out. He looked down and seen a jawbone of a donkey. What? Give me a machine gun, a bomb, an airline, a tank. Riley, can you see this? He reaches down, picks up this jawbone of this donkey, and kind of starts doing like Barry Bonds. I don't know if y'all, Hank Aaron. I don't know anybody else. And as they're walking, he's kind of getting his swing on, right? And all of a sudden, he starts putting jawbone of donkey upon people's lives. Man, smile. This is good. He kills 1,000 people with that jawbone. Whack, whack, whack. I just want to see it. I hope that God's got this on DVR. I mean, because I could just watch this for a while. Amen? 1,000, right? I was going to tell you about the time that he carried the gates of the city, which is probably bigger than this whole building, up on a mountain and sat them down just for spite. How would you like to carry this whole building over to the cross of the street and just set it down? Sorry, I threw that one in for good measure. But what happened to Samson was he met a lady named Delilah. He met a lady named Delilah that had been a kind of a pattern in his life. He would meet somebody that he wasn't supposed to be with. They would talk him out of some stuff. The enemy would come in like a flood, ruin his life for a while. He would gain some life back. He would do that over and over and over. But then he finally met somebody that he couldn't beat. You'll all meet somebody you can't beat. And he laid in there with Delilah, and the enemy came in after he gave his strength away, and they cut his hair. You can write down where they cut his hair. We can just say he got his grass mowed. Amen? He just bared him, cut him all the way down. And it said the enemy come in and bore out his eyes. Bore out. I don't know how you feel about reading that in the scriptures, but these guys took and bore, that means they just carved his eyes out. Whew. He carved his eyes out and tied him up and marched him down, and they put him on the grinder. You want to put this, they put him in a dark place and he become a person grinding. Man, there is a good place in the dark place and a grinding place. I love that. I love, you just see him. He's kind of in that, he's walking around and around, got his eyes closed. He's in a dark place. And it said in that same part of the scripture that his hair began to grow. Amen? Let me give y'all some verses. Listen, not only will God cut you, but he will do this. He shall come down like the rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. Not only will he cut you, he'll heal you. Exodus 15:26. Exodus 15:26. I almost tried to rush right there, but we'll just keep it going slowly. Exodus 15, verse 26. Watch this right here. It'll sound familiar to you. This is where we're at. And he said, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Listen to this last part. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. In Jeremiah 8:22. Jeremiah 8:22. I didn't mark any of these. I just wanted to take my time right there. There was a question made. As the children of Israel were about to go into captivity for about 70 years because they had rebelled and turned against God, somebody asked this question, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Who then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? The question is this, if godly people are not healing, why not? Is there no balm in Gilead? And the balm means, is there no healing? Is there no physician? And we understand who the healing is and who the physician is. It's Jesus. Amen? It's God. He heals. He not only does he cut like he did the children of Israel because they got wicked upon him, even in Exodus, but he was the healing also. Let's read that together. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that were watered to the earth. If you go back to where Samson was, Samson, I kind of see it like this. In that same time that God cut him so low, and he was walking in a circle, and I think maybe he reached up, and you can almost hear this right here. He reaches, and he touches his hair, and he can almost feel like it's growing. And you can almost hear it. You can almost hear Samson thinking, I'm healing a little bit. You can almost hear the rain coming. I've been cut. And I'm pretty low. I'm in a bad spot. But all of a sudden, God let him begin to grow back. And they brought him up. They got thousands of the Philistines together. And they brought him up out of the dungeon to make sport of him. They said, well, bring him up to show out. And they brought him up and they put him between two pillars. And they took a young boy to bring him up. They led him with a little boy. That's where they thought he was at. And he talked to God. He said, God, restore me. God, give me revenge for my eyes. Let me do something great again. And you could almost hear the rain. Let it rain for a while, Kyle. Like the rain upon mown grass. You could see Samson growing. He wasn't the same that he was. He wasn't the same person. He was totally different. He had lost his eyes. He had lost his freedom. He was put in a dark place. He was caused to walk in circles. But when God said, hey, I'll take you back and put you in a place where I can use you and I'll grow you back again. All right, Kyle. I began to think of my own personal walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've heard both sides of this. I've heard some people say, this has been the worst times of my life. I can't seem to find God anywhere. And I've seen people on the other side of it. I've really enjoyed this time. Me and God has built some things different. But I see Him more in my own personal walk. Amen? And I'm somewhere in between. I've had some moments with God that have been amazing. And I've told my wife, man, me and God had a time right here at the kitchen table. And then there's been times when I come here on Easter and tried to do a service. I think Johnny and him were here, and I looked out, and it was one of the hardest things I've ever done because I missed the people. It was totally different. It was totally different than it's ever been. But you know what I can hear, guys? I can almost hear the rain coming back. I can almost hear the rain. God's cut me back. Has He cut you back personally? Has He cut you back some? Maybe He's cut your grass. You go, man, I'm pretty low. I've been in a dark place. I've been in that place that just seems kind of lonely. I've been going around in circles in my mind. I've had a lot of fear. But man, the rain's coming back. I'm glad God, hey, God's doing something in my life, but I'm coming back. I'm growing. Thank you, Lord, for the healing, right? As a nation, it's kind of neat we're back on Memorial Day. As a nation, I believe God has cut this nation down. I believe He's cut the whole world down. I think He's mown the grass of the whole world. And He said, you know what? I'm in control of this whole thing. I don't think it's going to be long from here until we hear the last trump. I believe this is the last mowing of a world. I believe there's going to be people saved that's never been saved. I believe there's going to be people that God reaches that haven't ever been able to be reached. I believe the church has been so pulled back and exposed. But I can tell you right now, I can almost hear it right now. I can almost hear the rain coming for the church and for our country. I think we need to take this opportunity as a church and as a ministry. You know what I've been doing? I've been filing myself down. I've been praying. God, you give me a vision for Flat Top Church. You give me a vision. You let me see what you want us to do. When we come back from this, I want to be so effective. I want to be so effective in our community. I want to be so effective in our state. I want to be so effective in our country. Lord, I want to see so many lives change, souls change. I want to be laser focused when I come back. And when God, when I come back, I want you to pour out your rain upon our church. God, I want to worship you like we've never worshiped. I want to learn like we've never learned. I want to praise like we've never praised. God, I want you to know that we want you. We want you. Will it be the same? I don't know if we'll ever be the same. But just like Samson, he said this. He was more effective in the state after he was cut down than he was prior to it. We might be wounded, we might be hurt, and we are definitely lower in number. We just got to keep praying, God, pour on the rain and bring everybody back. And when you bring everybody back, bring some more in here too. If you didn't know this, we're sitting right now with a building that's got the capacity to hold everybody we need. We can eliminate every bit of what we're going through in one deal, going from here to there. You can do so much social distancing in there. We could all sit in there and not see each other, probably. So it's time for a church. It's time for us as a church to start talking to God and saying, God, we've been cut down. You've mown our grass. God, send the water, send the rain, send the healing. The Holy Spirit is always enforced by water, rain, liquid, oil, or wine. A liquid form. Listen to this. We need the healing balm of Jesus Christ. So what is this service about this morning? This service is about this. If you feel like you've been cut back by God, this would be a good place to come and say, hey, heal me. You've cut me, and I'll take the cutting. You've whooped me, I'll take the whooping. But God, along with that whooping, will you come down on me like the rain upon the mown grass? And if you do, and you'll do like my grass does, hello, anybody? As soon as the shower hits and the sun comes out, guess what happens? It grows a half a foot. Right? Well, listen, when you feel the Spirit of God moving on you, you need to come up and worship God and let Him grow you. Come on, Scott. Come on, get a song. Everybody stand, please.